I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day, our last break of the week. This is Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Hope you have a great Mother's Day to all the women out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the moms.
Mothers, single mothers, aunties, sisters, grandmothers.
Yep. Happy Mother's Day to y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you, nephew.
Yeah, ladies, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's one of the hardest jobs in the world, being a mama.
You better
right
talk.
There. No.
You better talk.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Tommy. It's the hardest job.
It is.
Anyway, it ain't one
the
of
the hardest.
It ain't. I ain't seen nothing top that.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I like.
You know,
direction.
You in here wrestling alligators? That's your damn business. Get your ass out the water. You know. Yeah. Being
a
mother,
be
though.
Mama.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like that correction, Steve. Yeah.
Uh huh.
First call.
Bringing up another human being. Yeah.
To my wife, Jackie, happy Mother's Day, baby. You're one of the greatest mamas I ever seen. You are incredible at it. Amazing at it.
We love her. Put something with that.
She is amazing. I hope them kids buy you something for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's great, Tommy, but put something with that.
No, but did you hear what he said? What'd you say,
Tommy? Yeah, I hope the kids.
I hope them kids buy you something for Mother's Day, because that's they mama.
You're never going to leave that alone.
Live 3 miles down the street. I'm going to buy my mama something. I'm taking care of my mama. Y'all take care of y'all mama. We'll see y'all at dinner for Mama's Day.
Yeah. Nah. Steve, how do you think it would be if men could have babies and all of that? You know, you said
like it's
8
billion people in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Probably be, honestly speaking, if it was up to men, you got 8 billion now, it'd probably be about 48 people on Earth.
So the human population is
on Earth.
It's not even made it to hundreds or thousands.
White.
We're not
white. And all of us.
Carl, I'm not even doing it.
To take that chance.
All of us would know each other.
Everybody.
48 people in the world.
Yeah. You waiting on men to do what y'all doing. I'm telling you right now, about 48 on Earth. Be plenty of space, though. You can get all the room you need.
Yeah. That's funny, Steve.
Ooh, I think I'm having morning sickness. I don't know how I'm going to get through the day like this.
All right. So in closing, y'all got anything y'all want to ask me?
Well, that was one question about
money. Yeah, that was. I kicked it off with that one.
Oh, okay.
All right. So 48. I got a question.
Yeah.
What's your earliest childhood memory?
Oh, I can go all the way back. One of the great memories, my father took me to a carnival.
Okay.
And won me a huge pink bear. A huge pink bear. I don't know how he won it. But I never forgot that. I was very small. We lived in West Virginia. I never forgot that.
Okay.
That was one of them. I don't even know what he did to win it. I just know my father took me to a carnival and won me this huge pink bear. The bear was bigger than me.
You were walking around with it at the carnival?
He had to carry it.
So you were short.
I was
a baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I was about four. Mm-hmm. And okay, I was the same height as you are.
Today? Now?
Short as hell.
So, yeah. Steve, I know we've asked you this before, but where'd you get your sense of humor? Was it from your mom or your dad?
Oh, my father, man. Clearly was. My father was incredibly funny, man. My father used to tell me all the time when I became a comedian, he said, boy, if I grew up in a different time, boy, I swear to God, I went out here and got to scuffling like you. Yeah. Boy, you good. Look at all these people. He came one time. See, my father used to come see me all the time. Mm-hmm. He sat down on the front row. The show was sold out, so they put a fold-away chair for him and my brother on the front row. Mm-hmm. And he sat next to some people. They had a meet and greet, and one of the ladies he sat next to was at the radio station. Mm-hmm. And he sat down. As soon as he sat down, the lady looked over at him, and he said, you know that's my boy up there.
Oh, yeah.
She said, really? Yeah, D. Hard, that's my boy. I'm his daddy. Yeah, look at all these ends in here. Can't see this boy. He told that to the lady working the radio station. Look at all these N words in here. Can't see this boy. He turned around. Had about 5,000 people in there, but my daddy was there. That was the way he was, man.
That's love. Uh-huh.
Funny as hell, man. Funny. Mm-hmm. My father said so much funny stuff. That's why I got it. He used to barbecue, man, just entertain. I used to sit over there on the side just watching. Because you weren't allowed to talk to grown folks back then.
Oh, no. Right.
And I just sat over there, man, and watched and listened. I'd be behind that garage. They'd be drinking. I'd be hollering, laughing. I'd go to school the next day and tell the exact same jokes, cussing and all.
You a star. You
oh, dog. I had a level of sense of humor that was way more advanced than them other 8-year-olds. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Here with these coloring jokes. These
in here talking about, man. Figure out what these little crazy-ass scallywags in here talking about. Kids be looking at me like, what?
Where you get that word from?
From my daddy, scallywag. Man, I knew the blues and all this. All them kids in there was listening to little songs and stuff. I was the blues. I was B.B. King, Lil Milton.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Wow. That's
you know, funny, I was Steve. The most depressed 8-year-old in the world. My baby left me. Boy, you is a baby. The hell you talking about your baby left you? You talking about Barbie?
Barbie doll.
Oh, man. You're such a great storyteller, Steve. You really are.
I love that. Man, that's great.
Well, y'all, listen, have yourself a great day. And above all else, do one thing that's very important. Talk to God. Because he sure would love to hear from you today.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.